Enrollment at the nation's community colleges is booming. Last year at Three Rivers Community College in southeastern Connecticut, full-time enrollment jumped by 15%. From member station WNPR, Diane Orson reports.
All incoming freshmen at Three Rivers Community College take a course called the First Year Experience. But these days, the school is experiencing a first, a surge in younger age full-time students. For the past 15 years, Three Rivers has specialized in offering older working adults specific job training at an affordable price. But when 18-year-old Nick Herman was choosing colleges, he saw a great value.
I get a lot of financial aid, so I'm going to save a lot of money when compared to going to like a university.
Tuition totals about $2,400 a year, compared to more than $7,000 at a state college or university. Herman lives at home and saves on room and board. And State Senator Kathy Cook says Three Rivers tailors its curriculum to the local labor market.
When the casinos came here, they immediately started doing training and programs in slot machine repair, and recently Electric Boat, which makes submarines, was geared up for lots of new hiring, and we worked with the Three Rivers College right here and the unions at Electric Boat and created a brand new two-year degree in shipyard technology.
Student Nick Herman hasn't declared a major yet.
I'm kind of leaning towards nursing, which I can get an associate's here and go straight to work and then work on a bachelor's while I'm working. So I might not decide to do that. I might go to a four-year after, you know, transfer, but I'm not sure.
New transfer agreements will allow him to move to one of Connecticut's four-year state schools and receive full credit for his courses at Three Rivers. Chancellor Mark Herzog says younger enrollment is up at all 12 of the state's community colleges, and the system is undergoing a bit of culture shock.
The reality is that younger students don't come as focused as adult students. Younger students have options, and we want to make sure that they can preserve those options and have the opportunity to explore the curriculum.
State-of-the-art facilities are also part of the attraction. Over the past 10 years, Connecticut has invested $1.5 billion to rebuild community college campuses and upgrade technology. Urban schools have moved into easily accessible downtown locations. Amy Rosick works in Three Rivers' admissions office. She says the improvements coincided with nationwide growth in the numbers of graduating high school seniors.
With that growth, more of those students are college-bound. If you look at several of the larger institutions in the state, they're raising the bar.
And well-qualified students are being turned away. Community colleges have open admissions, offering a path into higher education. George Boggs, president of the American Association of Community Colleges, says the schools are finally gaining the visibility they deserve.
We're even seeing the two presidential candidates campaigning on community college campuses. We're seeing President Bush mentioning community colleges in a State of the Union message and in his acceptance speech at the convention. People generally have a higher regard for community colleges than they ever have had before.
The U.S. Department of Education predicts a nearly 20% increase in community college enrollment nationwide by 2013. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.